Masechet Cholin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Be'etzat HaSheretz HaMerukemet Tehora. The Sheretz egg, which has an embryo inside of it and is formed, is still Tahor. The Sheretz embryo is closed up inside of the egg and therefore it does not transfer Tum'ah because the embryo can't be touched. Nikeva Kol Shehu Teme'ah. But if there's a hole whatsoever in this egg, in this embryo, that a person could even put a hair inside the hole and touch the embryo, then the egg itself is tameh, because the egg is now acting as a shomer for the embryo that can now transmit tum'ah. Achbar shechetzio basar vechetzio adama. A mouse, which is one of the eight sheratzim, that's half meat, actual skin and basar, and half earth, which is talking about some sort of strange phenomenon where the mouse was made up of a combination of flesh and also dirt. Hanogea bebasad tameh. Someone who touches the meat part is tameh because they touch the meat of a dead sheretz. Ba'adama tahor. But if they touch the earth part, then the person is tahor because it's not the meat of the sheretz. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af hanogea ba'adama shekeneged habasad tameh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you touch the earth part of the mouse that corresponds to the meat part, the other half of the mouse that has not yet turned into flesh, you're tameh, because at this part of the development of the mouse, even the earth part is considered to be the meat of the sheretz. It's still in development, therefore it transmits tumah.